Well, the money for increasing ships is coming out of the budget, but the need for increasing ships is because you have an existing Navy that has ships that are wearing out, and they want to replace them. And because of the U.S.'s worldwide commitments, they feel that the Navy feels that they're going to have to increase the number of ships. As it is, they've cut back tremendously since the days of Ronald Reagan. During that period of time, the Navy had something like 600 ships, and they were cut, it was virtually cut in half. But I think that given the attrition and the fact that the existing ships are in use constantly for worldwide commitments, that they're going to probably have to increase and keep the Navy shipping up to a footing that will be able to meet any commitments that may arise. No, it's not a strange move in terms of buildup. You have ships that wear down; they retire them, they mothball them, but if the Navy is probably looking to the so-called pivot in which the United States is supposed to be looking more toward Asia once again, and the primary way of getting there is by ship, and to continue meeting commitments there, and of course given the flare-ups in the Middle East, but the emphasis there has diminished. But in terms of U.S. priority, it's shifted more toward Asia, and probably will. And so they've got to gear up for that. They've got to have the necessary capital ships to be able to meet military needs and be able to respond to any emergencies there. The U.S. has about seven fleets around the world, so those ships wear down and they have to be replaced.